Heavenly Father, we thank your grace to attract us to come before you.
天父，你是圣洁公义的，你是全知全能的。
You are the holy and righteous, and you are omnipotent and omniscient.
我们每个人的心都摆在你的面前。
All our hearts are laid before you.
天父，就求主你拿走我们一切拦阻我们来到你面前的任何的东西。
May you restrain all the things that may prevent us from coming to you.
让我们没有任何拦阻的，用我们心灵诚实来敬拜你。
So that we could freely worship you in truth and in spirit.
天父，你告诉我们说，你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳。
You told us that we are saved by repent and turn. We are ease by obeying.
天父，就求主你安静我们每个人的心，在你的里边。
May you quiet our hearts and so follow you.
主，求你透过你的圣灵的话语对我们每个人讲话。
May you speak to each one of us through your words.
主，让我们的生命透过你的圣灵，透过你的话语来有真的改变。
So that our life may be changed through your words.
让我们能够每日更新，来越来越像我主耶稣基督。
So that we can be renewed each day, be more like you.
靠着你加在我们身上的恩典力量来跟随你。
Through the strength that you have given us, so we may follow you.
我们谢谢恩主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当主耶稣升天与门徒离别的时候呢，那么他赐给门徒几个应许。
When our Lord Jesus ascended.And he has given several promises for his disciples.
那么他给门徒的第一个应许就是说，他升天回到父神那里以后呢，他要差派圣灵保惠师要到他们的中间。
One of the promises that he will send the counselor to us after he has ascended and sat at the right hand side of God.
那么主耶稣给他们的第二个应许呢，是就是说，当圣灵当他们得到圣灵，那么他们叫每个人都会得到一个能力。
So his promise that when they receive the Holy Spirit, they will also receive strength.
他们要靠着神赐给他们这个能力，要在撒玛利亚、犹太全地，直到地极，来传讲耶稣基督他的福音。
Through the strength from, the Lord's Holy Spirit, they can preach from.Samaria until the end of the earth.
那么来为主耶稣基督做见证。
So they can be witness for Lord Jesus.
那么从前面两章的信息我们已经看到，那么主耶稣的第一个应许已经实现。
We see that in the first two chapters, the first promise was fulfilled.
那么圣灵像火焰一样带着分身降临在等候他的圣徒的身上。
The Holy Spirit came in fire upon all his disciples waiting for it.
那么主耶稣给门徒的第二个应许也已经开始应验。
And the second promise began to fulfill.
那么这些生长在加利利的门徒，因为得着了圣灵，就得着了能力。
Those disciples from Galilee received the Holy Spirit, and therefore received the strength.
那么能够讲自己从来不懂的那些其他地方的语言。
They can speak the other languages which they are not familiar with.
那么五旬节圣灵的降临，随后呢，彼得呢给了他第一次的讲道。
So the falling of Holy Spirit on the Pentecost, Peter spoke the first sermon.
那么当场有三千人归信主。
At one time, 3,000 people became believers.
那么这标志着地上的第一个教会的诞生，也标志着新约时代的开始。
So this symbolizes the first church and the beginning of the New Testament.
那么从第三章一直到使徒行传的最后，一直到现今的时代，福音在地上广传。
So from the third chapter through the end of the Acts and even to this date,The gospel proclaimed throughout the world.
那么这些都是主耶稣第二个应许的继续的应验。
So this is the continuation of the fulfillment of the second promise.
那么使徒和其他的神的仆人们，就是靠着神所赐的能力，通过传福音见证主耶稣基督他的大能。
So all the people who are the disciples through the strength of the Holy Spirit, and they begin to testify for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么今天的信息呢，就是通过一个瘸腿的人得医治。
So today's message is based on a lame person who became healed.
那么使徒彼得呢，靠着神赐他的能力，那么结合旧约先知的预言。
So Peter, through the power of the Spirit, and fulfill the promise of Old Testament.
那么向犹太人讲解他们杀害的拿撒勒耶稣是谁。
So he taught the Jews who the Jesus they crucified.
那么以及信靠他所带来的各样的祝福。
Also taught them the blessings by believing in him.
那我们先来看一下，那么这就是发生的一个背景。
We'll look at the background of how this happened.
那么这就是我们今天要讲的第一点，就是耶稣使那个瘸子得医治。
So the first point of today's sermon is that Jesus caused the lame to be healed.
那么这是在我们三章的一到十一节。
That's in verse 1 through 11 and chapter 3.
我们先看第一节到第三节，他这里说，伸出祷告的时候，彼得约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要求进殿的人周济。
Chapter 3 verse 1. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple during the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, that is called the beautiful gate, to ask alms.
那么还有第三节，他见，那他看见彼得、约翰将要进殿，就求他们周济。
Verse 3, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms.
那么从福音书我们知道，彼得与约翰呢，本是一起打鱼的伙伴。
We know that from the gospel books that Peter and John were partners of fishermen.
那么当他们被收为主耶稣的门徒之后呢，他们俩的关系也是最亲密的。
After they've been called as disciples, the two of them are very close.
因为他们俩经常一起出入来为主办事。
They often go together to work for Christ.
那么我们知道呢，是他们二人安排了最后的晚餐。
We know those are the two who arranged for the Last Supper.
那么也是彼得和约翰呢，他们二人呢跟随主到大祭司的院子里。
Also that Peter and John followed Jesus to the garden of a high priest.
那么见证主耶稣通宵被审理。
So they witnessed for the accusations of Christ.
那么听到主耶稣复活的消息之后，
After they have heard the news of the resurrection,
那么也是他们二人一同奔向安葬主的坟墓。
So the two of them first ran to the tomb.
而且，那么在使徒行传里，我们可以看到他们二人也是常常结伴来服侍神。
So we can see in the book of Acts, those two often work together.
那么犹太人呢，他们一天呢有三次例行的祷告。
So there are three prayers of the Jews.
就是天亮，那么他们要献上早晨的祷告。
So they have their morning prayer at daybreak.
那么下午的三点呢，他们要献上晚祭时候的祷告。
So 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's the evening prayer.
还有就是他们在太阳落山的时候也要献上祷告。
And there's another prayer during sundown.
那么这里说伸出，也就是指他们下午三点献晚祭的时候。
So the ninth hour is afternoon, 3 o'clock.
那么此时呢，他们二人呢又一起来到圣殿要去祷告。
The two of them came to the temple to pray.
那么当彼得跟约翰呢正要从这个入口叫美门的地方进入圣殿的时候，他们遇到一位生来就瘸腿的人。
So when they came to the beautiful gate, they saw the man who was born lame.
那么这个呢，他每天的生活，那么就是在这里呢，求那些进入圣殿的人给他们一些周济。
So that person sat there every day to ask alms from people coming to the temple.
那么在这个从第四节到第八节，我们可以看到。
We can see from verse 4 to 8.
那么这个生来瘸腿的人，本想是从彼得和约翰那里得到一些金钱。
So this lame person was hoping to get some money from Peter and John.
结果他得到的却是他的瘸腿得到了完全的医治。
But what he received was a complete healing.
那么这个人他的这个瘸腿得到医治呢，有下面几个特征。
There are several characteristics of the healing.
首先呢，他的医治是使徒彼得奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名祈求成就的。
So his healing came because Jesus called the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
那不是彼得他有什么能力。
It's not Peter is able.
而是耶稣基督他的大能。
It's because of the power of Jesus Christ.
那么在巴勒斯坦地区呢，耶稣呢是一个非常普遍的名字。
So Jesus is a very common name in Palestine.
所以在福音书中，我们时常可以看到人们称主耶稣为拿撒勒人耶稣。
So oftentimes we'll see Jesus was called Jesus of Nazareth in the gospel.
也就是在前面给他加了个拿撒勒，说明这个叫耶稣的人很多，而这个里边特指呢，就是在生长在拿撒勒那个村子里面的耶稣。
So many people called Jesus, but this is the Jesus of Nazareth.
那么犹太人呢，认为主耶稣只是他们中间的一个平常的犹太人。
The Jews considered Jesus as a common Jew among themselves.
但是呢，当主耶稣复活升天以后呢，那么腓立比书二章九节到十一节这样告诉我们。
So in the Philippians 2:9-11, it says this.
他说，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的。都因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
也就是说，从主耶稣复活升天之后，那么过去的拿撒勒的耶稣被信他的人就成为了耶稣基督。
So since the resurrection of Jesus, the Jesus of Nazareth became Jesus Christ.
因为他已经父神把一切的权柄赐给了他，他就是万物的主。
So God has given him all the power on heaven and on earth.
他也就是犹太人所盼望的弥赛亚。
So he is the Messiah expected by the Jews.
所以呢，彼得这里称耶稣基督为拿撒勒人耶稣基督。
That's why Peter here calls him Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
所以呢，他把主耶稣的人性和他的神性全部呢表达了出来。
So he combined the humanity and the divinity of Jesus.
所以彼得说拿撒勒人耶稣基督的。说奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
So Peter says, in the name of Jesus Nazareth, I call you up and walk.
所以他这里的意思是说，因为拿撒勒人耶稣是基督，因为他所做的一切，他的医治是立即的、有效的。
He said, in other words, he's saying that because Jesus Christ from Nazareth is Christ, therefore all ever he does is.Has power.
他可以使这个生来瘸腿的人可以立即得到医治。
He can immediately heal the person who was born lame.
使他可以正常的马上行走。
So he can walk regularly.
那么这个瘸腿人的得医治的第二个特征是
？The second characteristic.
所以他的医治是立即有效的，是完全的医治。
So his healing is complete, is immediate.
那么正像三章七到八节这里说，他的脚和踝子骨立刻就健壮了，就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿走着跳着。
So here it says in in somewhere in verse 7 and 8, his feet and ankles were made strong, and leaping up, he stood and began to walk.
那么从这里面这一系列的动作我们可以看到，那么过去主耶稣那么看到这个人他的这个医治，他是完完全全的跟正常人一样的。
So from this recording, we see his complete healing is very perfect, just like normal people.
那我们从福音书中我们也读到，那么主耶稣呢曾经命令瘫子能够立即起来行走。
So we know that Jesus has told the paralyzed to stand up and walk.
而现在呢，是使徒奉主耶稣的名，可以使瘸子能够起来行走、站着。
And now the apostles, by the name of Jesus, can cause the lame to walk.
那么这不是说使徒他们有什么能力。
It's not that apostles have any power.
他们能这样做。都也同时都是也是靠着耶稣基督给他们的能力才成就的。
They can only do so because Jesus gave them the power.
所以我们可以想象，那么这位瘸腿的人呢，肯定也是想和正常人一样自由行走。
You can imagine this lame person just wish he can walk like everybody else.
然后他自己知道这肯定是一个不可能的事情。
He knows that's impossible.
所以他知道自己这一生只能靠来这个乞讨来度日。
He knows he can only live by begging.
所以呢，当他知道自己真的能和正常人一样的来跳、来行走、正常行走时，他在里面看到，他撇下一切的东西都不要了，就跟随了耶稣基督。
So after he realized he can walk, so he gave up everything else to follow Jesus.
他同时来赞美神，而周围的人也来赞美神。
He, at the same time, he praised God, and all the people with him praised God.
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
So, brothers, sisters, and friends.
那么我们生命中或许也经历过，在疾病或者在灾难中，幸免的一些事情。
Maybe you also experienced some healing or some saving in the trials.
那么或者呢，你也可能取得过一些常人难以取得的一些成就。
Or you may have accomplished achievements that other people cannot accomplish.
那么如果我们没有信主的时候，我们一定是会把这些幸免当作是自己的一种信用。
Before we were believers, we believe it's our own power made us.
那么把一些取得的成就呢，我们都会完全归于我们自己的努力。
So we attribute all the accomplishments to our ability and our smartness.
那么然而当我们信主之后，那么你一定会把这一切的我们所谓的幸免或者成就归于主的恩典。
So after we become a believer, we give all this to God's glory.
归于主所赐的能力。
Yes, the ability came from the Lord.
那么听我的父母讲。
My parents told me.
那么说是说在我三岁的时候呢，说我得过一次肺炎。
So during this, I was three. I had a pneumonia.
那么在六七十年代的时候呢，这个婴幼儿呢，这个肺炎的这个死亡率是很高的。
So in the 60s, the fatality of a pneumonia is high.
那么呢？和我一起得肺炎的这个一个村子里面有五个孩子，他们一个也没有活下来。
So there were other five kids with me had a pneumonia. None of them lived.
因为我们住在一个很偏僻的农村，也没有医院。
We lived in a very isolated village. There was no hospital.
那么所以呢，就说是我当说是我就是高烧昏迷了一天一夜。
So I was had a high fever and I was unconscious for a day.
那么最后是坐一辆马车呢，到了几十里以外的一个乡村的一个诊所。
So finally, I was taken to another village. There was a clinic.
那么正好遇到一个从城市里面来的一个大夫。
So there was a physician came from the cities.
就是用了药以后呢，第二天呢才醒了过来。
So he prescribed the medicine, so I regained my conscious.
那我过去听着这些故事的时候呢，我 只是没有什么太大的感受，觉得这也就是平常，自己的信用好像是。
When I heard this in the past, I didn't think any too much about it.
但是呢，当我信主以后呢，我深深的知道，那么这时神让我能够存活下来，那是他完全的恩典和他的大能。
So after I believed God, I noticed God's purpose of wanting me to live.
那不知道在座的每一位弟兄姐妹朋友们，你们有没有生命中或许经历过类似的经历？
I don't know if you have experienced similar experiences.
那么你们有没有把这一切的经历，这些一切的这些经历，从威胁到平安，那么归功劳给神
？Have you ever given all your experiences to the glory of God?
那么因为看到发生在这位摊子身上的神迹。
After seeing what happened, the miracles in this lame person,
那么引来了犹太人极大的惊奇。
So the Jews were greatly astonished.
所以他们就跑到彼得和约翰那里。
So they went to Peter and John.
那么想知道这件事发生的缘由。
They want to know how this happened.
那么彼得呢，就通过这件事发生的缘由，那么向这些犹太人呢，解释了。这个摊子为什么能够被医治
？So Peter explained to them how this lame person was healed.
那么他得医治并非靠他自己的能力，彼得自己的能力，而是因为他信靠耶稣基督的名。
It's not because of his own ability, but because Peter depended on the name of Jesus.
那么我们下面就一起看到耶稣基督是谁。
Now we see who is Jesus.
那么这在第二点就是十二节到十八节告诉我们。
In verse 12 and to 18.
那么在十二节到十四节，他这样讲：彼得看见，就对百姓说：“以色列人呐、啊，为什么把这事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力和虔诚使这人行走呢？亚伯拉罕、以撒。”雅各的神就是我们列祖的神已经荣耀了他的仆人耶稣
Verse 12 And when Peter saw it he addressed the people Men of Israel Why do you wonder at this or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk The God of Abraham the God of Isaac and the God of JacobThe God of our fathers glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate.
那么这些以色列人呢，以为是彼得和约翰医治了这个瘸腿的人。
Those Israelites believed Jesus, Peter and John healed this person.
而彼得告诉他们，医治这个瘸子的是他们知道的。耶稣拿撒勒人耶稣
So Peter told them the one who healed one is the one they know that's Jesus of Nazareth
那么这位拿撒勒人耶稣就是旧约先知所预言的圣洁公义的神的仆人
So this Jesus is the prophet that has prophesied as a righteous servant
那么这在以赛亚书的42章1到4节有这样的预言这里说看哪、啊、我的仆人我所扶持所拣选心里所喜悦的我已将我的灵赐给他他必将公理传给外邦他不削嚷不扬声也不使街上听见他的声音压伤的芦苇他不折断江茶的灯火他不吹灭他凭真实将公理传开他不灰心也不丧胆直到他在地上设立公理海岛都等候他的训诲
Isaiah 42, verses 1 to 4. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised knee reed he will not break.And a smoldering wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands wait for his law.
我们知道我们所有的人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We know we all have fall short of God's glory.
所以在人之间没有一个义人。
So there's none righteous among men.
所以这里，而这里说神的仆人他是圣洁公义的。
Here the servants of God is holy and righteous.
所以而圣洁公义乃是神他独有的属性。
So righteous and holy is the only character of God.
所以彼得这里呢再次强调耶稣基督他就是神。
So once again, Peter emphasized Jesus Christ is God.
是他们列祖的儿子，是神的第二个位格，圣子。
So he is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity.
那么彼得呢，乃是靠主耶稣所赐的能力医治了这位瘸腿的人。
So because of the ability by Jesus, Peter could heal this lame person.
那么耶稣到底是谁呢？那么这里也告诉我们说，耶稣也是生命的主，他就是基督。
So who is Jesus? Jesus is the Lord of life, and he is Christ.
那么在十五到十八节，他这里说，你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了。我们都是为这事做见证，我们因信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识的这人见状了。正是他所赐的信心，叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。弟兄们，我晓得你们做这事是出于不知，你们的官长也是如此。但神借众先知的口预言基督将要受审，就这样应验了。
That's from verse 15 to 18.And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witness. And his name, by faith in his name, has made his man strong, whom you see and know. And the faith that is through Jesus has given the man his perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers,I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled.
那么在约翰福音的一章，约翰福音的一章四节，在描述道成肉身的耶稣基督时候，他这样讲，他说生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
So in John 1:4, it describes Jesus as in him was life, and the life was the light of man.
也就是说，主耶稣乃是生命的源头。
In other words, Jesus is the source of life.
然而犹太人竟把他杀害。
And yet the Jews killed him.
那神却将他呢从死里复活过来。
But God resurrected him from death.
那么彼得说正因为他对这位复活主的信心
，Peter says because of his faith in this resurrected Lord，
才能使这位瘸腿的人强壮起来
，and that made this lame person strong。
那彼得在这里也强调主耶稣的受死和被杀
，and Peter also emphasized the death and resurrection of Jesus.
那么也应验了他就是旧约所预言的基督。
To fulfill the prophecy that he is the Christ.
那么他受死乃是为了神百姓，担当神百姓的罪过。
His death is to take all the sins of the people.
那么这在以赛亚书五十三章表达的非常清楚。
This was clearly stated in Isaiah 53.
那么第八，特别第八章在这里告诉，第八节在这里告诉我们说，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被解除，是因为百姓的罪过呢？
Verse 8 in chapter 53. By oppression and judgment he was taken away.And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都说我们自己是基督徒。
So, brother, sister, we all call ourselves Christians.
那我们是不是知道耶稣基督是谁？
Do we know who is Jesus Christ?
那么他为我们到底做了什么？
What has he done for us?
那么他现在在哪里？
Where is he now?
那么我是不是真的信靠他？
Do I really trust in him?
那我们常常是不是思想这些问题？
We often think about this.
那么明白这些问题，其实对我们每个人的传福音，还有我们属灵生命成长会大有好处帮助。
So to understand those questions will help us in proclaim the gospel and also for our own spiritual growth.
那么这周五呢，我们教会呢会听一位弟兄来分享他在中国大陆穆斯林人群中14年的福音宣教的经历和他的见证。
So this Friday we're going to hear testimony from a brother who was a missionary among the Muslims in China.
那么这那么他的这个经历呢，其实和彼得在犹太人群中传福音非常相似。
So this parable is pretty similar to how the Jews spread gospel, the disciples spread gospel among the Jews.
那为什么这样讲呢？
Why?
那么因为信犹太教的人和穆斯林都声称自己是认识神的人。
So all the people who believe in Judaism and all the Muslims consider them love God.
他们也都声称自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They also call themselves descendants of Abraham.
但是他们都拒绝接受耶稣基督是耶稣是基督是他们的救主弥赛亚。
But they both reject Jesus as Christ and Messiah.
那么在这两个族群中传福音向来是非常非常难的。
So it's very difficult to proclaim gospel in these two groups of people.
但是呢，还是有很多的宣教士，神的仆人，那么靠主所赐他们的信心和能力，那么坚持在他们中间传福音。
But there are still many missionaries by the power and strength from the Lord doing such work among them.
那么他们能够如此的坚持下去，其实不是靠他们能做什么，那是靠主所赐他们的能力，他们的信心。
The reason they can continue to do this, not because of themselves, is because the ability by God.
那么解释了耶稣到底是谁，那么彼得呢，接着告诉这些犹太人，因信耶稣基督，那么所得的各样的祝福。
So after he told them who is Jesus,Now Peter telling them the blessing they can receive by believing in Jesus.
那么这在19节到26节。
This is in verse 19 to 26.
我们先看19节的前半部分，他这里说，他所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。
That's verse 19. Repent therefore and turn back that your sins may be blotted out.
那么彼得在这里呢，是想让这些犹太人知道。
Peter is telling the Jews.
那么如果他们果真信靠他们列祖的神，
If they do trust in the God of their ancestors,
那么必然也会相信神通过这些先知所预言的基督。
And they also believe the prophets prophesied Christ.
那么即使他们过去因为自己的无知而杀害了他，
Even though they killed the Christ by their own ignorance.
那么现在如果他们听了彼得的讲解，
So now, after they heard the explanation by Peter,
那么明白了他们杀害的耶稣就是他们所盼望的弥赛亚，
And understood that Jesus they killed was the Messiah they've been expecting.
愿意接受他成为他们的救主，
and willing to receive them as their savior,
他们就应当来悔改归正。
So they should repent and turn back.
那么这样呢，不但他们的罪必会得赦免，
not only their sins will be forgiven,
而且他们也会有以下几个方面的祝福，
and they will have the following blessings.
那么第一，他们会在新天新地中与主永远的同在。
So they will be with the Lord forever in the new heaven and the new earth.
那么在十九节到二十一节，那么这里有这样几个词。
In verse 19 to 21，
那么这里的安舒的日子，还有基督耶稣的降临，还有万物的复兴。
So here we have the coming of Jesus Christ and the revival of all things, and the days of atonement.
那么这些呢，都是指主耶稣基督第二次再来时带给信他之人的祝福。
These were all the blessings Jesus will bring with him when he comes again to the believers.
那么新天新地与主永远同在的安舒的日子。
So that's the days where we will be with the Lord in the new heaven and the new earth.
这也就是启示录二十一章给我们描述的这个场景。
This is what was described in the Revelation chapter 21.
那么这里说，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天都已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了。就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪、啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。”
Revelation 21 verses 1-4.Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man.He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
那我们生活在这个世界上，我们会遇到各样的苦难，我们会遇到各样的起伏。
So as we live in this world, we're going to run into all kinds of troubles and sufferings.
其实我们生活在这个世上，乃是为了为将来在永恒中与主永远同在做预备。
So when we live in this world, we are preparing ourselves to be with our Lord in eternity.
那么这里描述的场景就是我们将来与主同在是一个什么样的情景。
So this description is what will be like when we are, or when we will be with God.
那么只要人能够悔改归正，他的罪必然被涂抹。
As long as we can repent and turn back, our sins will be blotted out.
那么他的另一个祝福，由于信靠耶稣基督的祝福，就是他会脱离神愤怒的审判。
So another promise that by believing Jesus, we can be delivered from God's wrath.
那么这里在二十二节到二十三节，他这样讲，他说：“摩西曾说，主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知，像我。凡他向你们所说的，你们都要听从；凡不听从那先知的，必要从民中全然灭绝。”
So.22 and 23. Moses said, The Lord God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people.
那么摩西这里说的先知就是我们所说的现在的主耶稣基督。
So the prophet Moses was talking about is Jesus.
那么信他的必然会听他的话。
Whoever believes in him will listen to him.
那么他们的罪必得赦免。
And their sins will be forgiven.
那么他们不会经历神愤怒的审判。
So they will not be punished by God's wrath.
而不信他的就不会听他的话。
So whoever does not believe him will not listen to him.
那么他的罪呢，就不得被涂抹赦免。
So their sins will never be forgiven.
所以他们必然会面对主耶稣最后的审判。
So they will face the final judgment by the Lord.
那么这里面告诉我们的最后一个，由于信靠耶稣基督所带来的祝福，就是他们会远离罪恶，承受所应许的祝福。
So the last promise is that they will be delivered from evil and receive blessings.
那么这是在第二十四节到二十六节。
That's verse 24 to 26.
那么当神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候
，When God made a covenant with Abraham，
那么他就应许他，地上万族都要因你的后裔得福。
He has promised that all nations on the earth shall be blessed by his descendants.
那么这里面这个后裔呢，那是一个单数的词。
So the descendant is a singular.
那么预表将来神要差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到人间。
So it's a type that in the future Jesus, his son Jesus will come.
那么借着他赐福给所有信靠他的人。
So through him,He will be blessed all those who believe in him.
不论是犹太人还是外邦人
Jews or Gentiles.
那么这一预言从撒母耳以来的先知一直传下来
So this promise will came down from all the way from Samuel.
那么直到主耶稣来到这个世界上在他的身上得到了应验
It will be fulfilled until Jesus came again.
但是我们知道在历史上呢福音首先是传给犹太人的。
So from historically speaking, the gospel was for the Jews first.
然而呢被绝大部分犹太人所拒绝。
But it was refused by most Jews.
那么这些犹太人直到现在还不信耶稣就是他们盼望的弥赛亚。
They still do not believe Jesus is the Messiah they've been expecting.
所以他们仍然活在他们的罪中。
So they were still living in their sins.
而外邦人听信了福音。
But the Gentiles who believed in the gospel.
接受了耶稣基督就是我们的救主。
And received Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord.
结果呢蒙受神极大的祝福。
So they can receive blessings from God.
那么总结今天的信息呢彼得和约翰本想去圣殿祷告。
So,To conclude, Peter and John, they were praying for the people.
那么结果呢，在一个入口处呢，美门那儿，那么遇到了一位生来瘸腿的人。
But they met a person who were born lame at the beauty gate.
那么他本想从彼得、约翰那里讨一些金钱。
This person wanted to get some money from Peter and John.
结果呢，得到的是残疾身体完全的医治。
But what he received was a complete healing of his body.
而在场的人呢，以为是彼得和约翰有什么能力医治了这位瘸腿的人。
So the people there, they thought that because Peter and John have some power.
所以呢，不由得就发出这种赞叹和惊讶。
So they were astonished.
那彼得却没有把这个荣耀归在了他自己的身上。
But Peter didn't.Take the glory to himself.
那么却趁此机会呢，传讲耶稣基督并他钉十字架的福音。
So he used the opportunity to proclaim Jesus Christ and the cross.
那么这里我们看到，这个渔夫出身的彼得，他并没有受过任何这种神学或者讲道的这种训练。
We know that Peter was a fisherman, had no training in theology or preaching.
他也没有做任何的预备。
He did not prepare.
他就像是给了一个即兴的讲道
，But he quickly gave a good preaching.
那么他不是靠着他靠他自己的能力，这是不可能的。
It's impossible by his own ability.
然而他是因着对耶稣基督完全的信靠。
So that is because he totally trusts in Jesus Christ.
所以他不但是靠耶稣基督的名治好了那个瘸腿的人。
Not only he healed the person by the name of Jesus Christ,
而且也是靠着耶稣基督加在他身上的能力，那么来把这个福音有条有理的讲的明白。
He also, by the power of Jesus, that he can preach a gospel clearly.
那么告诉这些犹太人们， 那么历史上的拿撒勒的耶稣就是他们犹太人所盼望的弥赛亚，就是基督。
So he told them the Christ that was prophesied is Jesus Christ.
那么也告诉他们信靠耶稣基督的名。
He also told them by believing Jesus' name.
如此，他们不但有今生的祝福，也有永生的盼望。
Not only they will have blessings in this life, they will also have a hope in eternal life.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.We come before you together.
我们感谢你赐下你的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
We thank you for giving us your only begotten Son.
来把我们这些本是外邦人的人从我们的罪恶过法中拯救出来。
And saved us, all the Gentile, from our sins.
让我们不继续活在罪中。
So we no longer live in sin.
让我们能够有主你在我们身上的恩典。
We may have blessings from you.
有主你透过圣灵所赐给我们的能力。
We have the strength and power through the Holy Spirit.
主就求主你让我们每个你的儿女能够靠着你的能力，能够继续传扬主你的福音。
So that may each one of us, by your power, to proclaim your gospel.
让我们当尽我们当尽的本分。
To do what we ought to do.
主让更多的人听着主你拯救救赎的福音。
So that the more people shall hear the gospel of your salvation.
主让你的旨意成就。
So that your will be done.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.